Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to all of you. We made it. It's Friday. Good to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. We got a ton to get to on the show today. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. How you doing, my friend?
You are the Media Alliance of Houston Sports Entertainment Media Member of the Year.
Yes.
Is this the award that you won last night?
Yeah. Sports and Entertainment Specialist of the Year in Houston.
Basically the czar of sports and entertainment for the year 2024 in Houston.
That's what I've declared myself. At the end, I ran up and grabbed the mic and I said, you all work for me now, okay?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, listen, minions.
That's right.
And I know you won the award relatively early in the night. And kids, I want you to pay attention to this old school sportsmanship. Some of us might have just walked right out and been like, I got an early wake-up call. Thanks, everybody. Sean stayed the entire time, took pictures afterwards, probably signed autographs, everything. But congratulations on being recognized.
I appreciate that.
I did not realize, for whatever reason, I didn't realize the event you were doing last night was this thing that we had talked about before.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
So I felt bad that I wasn't...
It's all good, man.
I didn't give you an immediate text.
It's all good.
Is this going to help Ben and I get chicks or anything? Are we going to get some slough off? What's the deal here?
Let's give it a go. You know what? Let's come by. Draft week next week, we'll give it a go. I'll go out. I'll let you borrow my Texans WWE championship belt.
Yeah.
I'll carry my trophy around. Ben, we'll need to find some hardware for you. Ben, what do you like in the way of awards hardware? Are you a trophy guy? Are you a medal around the neck guy? Are you a belt guy? What are you?
I've never won anything.
Okay, well, then Ben, I'm going to get you a medal. We'll have a trophy,
medal, sure.
A belt, and a medal.
A medal, too. Heavy, yes, medal. That'd be awesome. Sometime when 20 years from now when they do a Behind the Sports radio show,
yep,
and documentary, and they'll be interviewing Brandy, and Brandy will be like, you know, everything was real. We had a great marriage. Everything changed after Sean won that became the czar of Houston sports and entertainment media. And all of a sudden, it wasn't, you know, it's not Seth's fault. Everything was thrown at him after that. You're side man to Pendergast, and all of a sudden there's just too much temptation.
You're doing blow. There's chicks everywhere. I know, man. This Houston Media Alliance. It was interesting. Like, well, I went into it and I didn't have like a written speech or anything because you don't know if you're gonna win. I was pretty confident, but I didn't write anything down. I had like some bullet points in my head, but the first three people that won before me, I was fourth. There were probably like 25 awards, something like that. And I'm like, okay, well, the first three people that go before me literally got up there and said maybe 5 seconds worth of words. Now they weren't behind, you know, they weren't in front of the mic or like in front of the camera people. These were like behind the scenes people that were winning behind the scenes awards.
Right.
So they got up there and they're not like doing what we do on a daily basis, like talking to people in that type of setting. So they got up there, each of them, and maybe said like thank you and got off the stage. And I'm like, God, if I go up there, am I going to be the guy where people are like looking at their watch just because I've got like 90 seconds worth of material?
Right, you know? Right. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, that's an interesting. When the bar has been set that low, what is going too long? Typically, somebody would have already gotten up and gone like 10 minutes.
Right.
So they go, okay, cool. People will look at my 90 seconds like a blessed refresher.
Right.
Like that old Gatorade gum, remember?
Yes.
It was good for 90 seconds. And
yes.
Then you're,
Gator gum.
I've got electrolytes in me now. I'm good to go.
And 90 seconds later, I'm chewing Play-Doh. What is this? Yes, it is Gator gum. I love that.
I put it in my mouth guard when I was in fifth grade because, you know, I believed the commercials. So I would put it in my mouth guard, sucking in all that stuff that all the pro athletes use.
This is where I take the next step.
It electrifies your blood, is the way I understand
it. Gator gum. Holy cow. I got to check Amazon. That's got to be still available, right?
Like probably.
Yeah. Gator gum. Oh, my God.
Basically, sweetens. Yeah.
So, not surprisingly, I did go ahead and do my 90 seconds worth of material.
Did you think? Was it a thank you heavy or was it a little quip heavy?
No, it was thank you. It was a little of both. Yeah. It was a little of both. The picture of me, I had to get a professional picture taken before this for the event, and they had an agreement with
the passport office.
And it's not a mugshot either. No, I had to put on I thought it was just going to be a face shot, so I just wore a sport coat and a nice shirt. Yeah. And I had literally these sweatpants on that I have on right now, these dark sweatpants. So I get to the photography place. I'm like, so this is just from the chest up, right? And they're like, well, we'll do some of those, but, you know, we'll do some that are down to the middle of your thigh or whatever. And I'm like,
I don't
okay.
like this guy.
And they
guy
knew. Well, they knew I had on Jordans and sweatpants, and they're like, okay.
He's like, yeah, and he's like, oh, we got to get you out of those sweatpants,
dude.
You ever want to make it in this town?
I'll tell you right now. These sweatpants I have on are basically dark blue or black, and with the sport coat I have,
more joggers. Yeah,
you couldn't tell on the picture that they were sweatpants.
It's nice with these, these modern sweats.
Yeah, I had a hand in a pocket, and they look pretty. So they sent me 20 pictures. The one I chose was actually one where you could see the pants because it looked like suit pants. So that was my icebreaker. Was the picture of me was up on the screen, and I said, I'm so intimidated being in this room full of advertising agencies and executives and TV people, and everybody's so dressed up. I will tell you right now, a confession, those are sweatpants on that picture right there.
Yeah.
And everybody laughed. And I said, no, they're really sweatpants. and then, I thanked my teammates here at Odyssey, our boss. I thank Parker Hillis and Sarah Frazier for giving me this great opportunity every day.
Yeah.
Cited a line from WWE manager Paul Heyman. I didn't say that's who it was, but I said, you know, I go by the credo that every show is an audition to be invited back for the next show, and I want to thank you guys for inviting me back.
That's pretty cool. I'm glad, you know, somebody might have grabbed that and put that up on the internet already as a Sean T. Pendergast quote.
Good,
you know,
Paul Heyman's going to come after me now. So I thank my sponsors because the agencies in the room handle some of those
people. Appreciate that.
They like that. Yeah. I thank John Granato. Because Wendy Granato was there. You love John. Wendy Granato was there. Wendy won. Yeah. She won Market Manager of the Year for TV. She runs Channel 13. But John gave me my first job in radio.
So
Wendy was there. So I said, give John. John wasn't there. I said, give John a message. Whatever hole he's on right now, send him a text and tell him to thank him. And then I thank my kids and I thank my wife. And I said, Amy is the perfect radio wife because she loves sports and she has a high tolerance for weird schedules and ADD. And I thanked everybody else and got off the stage.
That sounds like a good acceptance speech. That's perfect.
It was short. Yeah, it was good. So
The thanking of people is that's where it gets dicey. I notice all these GMs when they get up for their pre-draft speech, they usually do a pretty lengthy acknowledgement of the various scouts and area scouts and everything.
Yeah.
And I always feel bad because it's kind of like having to sit through the credits of a... You remember they used to do the credits at the beginning of a movie?
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, All right. Yep. All right. Thanks. Who's the key grip? What the hell? Great. Awesome. Awesome. Okay, good. Can we get to Cowboys shooting people now?
Yes, yes.
Please.
When is Dorothy's home going to land on the witch? Please. All right. The Wizard of Oz did that. Like, oh, God.
Kids, if you ever watch a movie with your grandparents.
So true. I never noticed that before.
They would run, and it was with the worst music, too.
Yeah.
It was like, let's get some royalty-free music up there for 4 minutes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so.
It was awful.
So it was fun. Big thanks to the Media Alliance of Houston. It was a great event. It was really, really cool. Got to see a lot of people I haven't seen in a while. So, yeah, man, it was fun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Did you see the helmet leak yesterday on the
internet? I did. I was this is where I'm torn with these things because I actually liked it. I saw that the reception. I mean, on social media, it's always dicey because things are going to skew negative a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of divisiveness amongst the fan base. I try to remember with all this stuff that look, man, when you see these leaks, it is not. It is not the lighting. It is not the shine and polish. It's not the context of everything else that goes into when you see something for the first time. So I'm almost like trying to scrub my brain of the image so that when I see the full presentation,
yeah.
You've seen the full presentation.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the full presentation, and I won't until Tuesday. I refuse. So it wasn't an overwhelmingly positive response.
It was,
is that fair to say?
It's interesting. It was very split. You nailed it.
Which is almost always what happens with uniform reveals of any variety.
Especially
but, yes.
on the internet. You know, like
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to put it. It wasn't an overwhelmingly positive response. Now, I will say this, that James Roy, who is one of the many, many Texans content providers. He's got a podcast that he does. Called The Bullpen, and he put up a poll, got about 1,000 votes, 55% love it, 17% hate it, 28% indifferent. So the true hate is only 17%, but to your point, like only half the poll loves it. I would say this, to your point, on the helmet, I would say wait and see it with the full uniform. This particular helmet that leaked. This is the Color Rush helmet that leaked. There's an H on the side of it instead of the logo.
It's got the H-Town. The main color of the logo is that H-Town blue.
That's right.
So a lot of people, one of the bigger complaints were people saying that it looked like it was a Titans logo of some sort.
Yeah.
You know,
font
and everything, and the color is a little too close.
And it's
to
a new
Titans.
H that people hadn't become accustomed to. There was that H that they were putting on a lot of gear over
like
the
that
last
Gothic
year.
Gothic kind of print.
Yeah, and they kind of changed. This is more like an old English kind of H. It's a different H, you know, so... but I would say wait and see it with the whole uniform, which we'll see by next Tuesday. So Cal kind of confirmed that was the actual helmet because there was a. Did you see the picture of Cal with his dog?
Him with his dog sitting like down on in one knee, throwing up the H in front of his house.
Dog had a pendant that was about the size of my head around its neck. But what was the Easter egg in the picture was Cal's ball cap, which had the H from the helmet on it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of confirming, like, yeah. I mean, I was hearing rumblings like that helmet was like in whatever delivery company was sending the helmets to them. Like someone ripped it open and took a video of it. Like
somebody at some company is probably having a hand examination this morning.
Yes.
Because all you see in the video is the guy's hands, the person's hands. I don't know that. Yeah. And so they'll probably just like try to do an analysis of the back of these hands.
Amy pointed out, I'll look during the break. Amy pointed out last night when we got home, she's like, you can kind of see the guy's reflection in the helmet.
you can. You're right. Yeah. In whatever shirt he was wearing yesterday.
Yeah.
He has blue pants or shorts and a red shirt with white lettering on the front. Oh,
real sleuth.
Yeah, they got him. Whoever's that.
Yeah, of course.
If that company cares to, if there's somebody who actually cares about or where they are on the supply chain, that might have a relationship with the Texans. Yeah, an issue.
Sean, text message. Sean stopping and yelling at people. Bleep you, you suck. Show begins with, what if I told you? The 30 for 30 you were talking about, the behind the scenes.
What if I told you?
I love that. All right.
Where would the saga of Pain and Pendergast begin? It would probably start somewhere with me blowing up on somebody at the Super Bowl.
Maybe. I don't know.
And you trying to keep Ted from leaping across the table at Rich. There'd be like some awkward moment.
Yes! Be your unbearable moment, and then me like trying to hold Ted and Rich back. They thought these two would be the perfect combination for
Sports
one another.
Radio 610 was falling apart at the seams.
And these two came in to save the day.
Something had to be done.
Right. These two came in to save the day. All right, we're off and running on a Friday. Great to be with you. Nick Caserio met with the media yesterday. Oh boy, I saw you did a YouTube on this yesterday, Seth. Feisty Nick.
Feisty Nick
is feisty.
He wanted nothing to do with any of us.
I love it. I love it. This is my favorite version of Nick Caserio, the one that gets disgusted with things that we do on a daily basis. We'll have that for you coming up next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.